I am now joined by Dennis Cahoon. He is the representative for District 99 and the sole Democratic nominee on the primary ballot. Mr. Cahoon, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
All right, and so obviously, as I said, your race is generally uncontested, so I'm going to start out with my normal ending question, and that is, why do you feel you are still the man for the job for the district?
Well, really, it's because I have been there long enough that I actually can work with both sides of the aisle, both majority party and minority, and serve on committees that I think represent our area specifically well, especially on, like, in transportation and also in infrastructure as well as state government. And so I think, you know, there are still things that we need to be doing that I want to work on to accomplish, and I think I can work with both sides to get those things done.
So you mentioned all the things you want to get done. For someone uninitiated, could you give some summaries of some things you've already accomplished?
Well, this past year, we accomplished some things on infrastructure as far as addressing our needs. The state is way behind in terms of keeping up with state infrastructure, both roads, bridges, and other buildings. And so we did get extra dollars to put into major maintenance as well as routine maintenance. And on the state government, we did a lot of issues on trying to improve voting and election process and not have people prevented from voting. There's still improvements there. I mean, we've done some things that I didn't agree with that shortened the amount of time people could vote and did some other things that don't help in terms of getting people to vote and getting them motivated to vote. And in the past, there's been issues that we've, that I worked on, voted, and not only voted, but worked on to get votes directly involved in Burlington as far as projects here that we've received money from the state to, as well as a local match to provide that. And served on education for, about 30 years because I was a teacher in Burlington School District and worked on a lot of education issues in the past, having the school breakfast program and working on safety issues and also working on issues that help teachers in the classroom. So there's been several things that worked on over the years.
All right. So I also spoke with both Republican nominees on the June 7th primary ballot, and they spoke very much about experience being a sticking factor with most voters. Do you feel that your experience is a main part of what your campaign is based around?
Well, I think it's an important part. I don't know if it's the main part, but I think it's an important part of being able to, to know what has or hasn't happened in the state, what things we have addressed, what we haven't addressed, and then being able to go and when I meet people and knocking doors to find out really what issues they're concerned about. And so by having been there, I can understand a lot of those issues up front of what they're dealing with. Most common is like a lot of them are having problems with being able to afford health care or the price of prescription drugs and those kinds of things. So, I mean, we're constantly working on trying to find ways to improve the accessibility to health care, but also to eliminate a lot of the red tape and make sure people that need health care are able to afford it.
I've also heard a lot of people speaking about potential shifts in political ideology in a lot of swing districts, and they also feel that it's possibly time for a change in our district. Why do you feel that you are still the man for the job and they should trust you to continue serving?
Well, like I said, having been there as long as I have, when I started, both parties really worked together a lot, and I still kind of operate that way with where I can work with majority party as well as the minority party. It's gotten more political over the years, but I think that with my experience, it's helped me to work with the other side and know people that you need to work with to accomplish things, and experience to me is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So, but that's something that the voters get to decide. They're the ones that determine who they want to represent them, and that's their decision.
So I'm hearing the main thing you are emphasizing is that you, no matter what, you try to operate on a bipartisan basis.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, on issues that you can. I mean, obviously, on some issues, they're not going to agree with me, or I'm not going to agree with them. But some of those things can be worked out, and you can reach a compromise on it.
Right.
And so that's what I do when those issues are in front of us.
All right. Well, Mr. Cahoon, just a final question, and also just an opportunity for you to have your soapbox moment. I would like to ask you to tell the people why, looking ahead to the general election, why you should be reelected and why they should trust you to continue serving.
Well, I think that people in this district have known me a long time and have allowed me to represent them in the past and feel that I'm doing a good enough job, or they wouldn't have reelected me as many times as they have. They know that I'm willing to listen to them and work to find solutions to the problems that they're dealing with. So that's kind of the main thing, I think, is just the trust that they have in me to represent them.
All right, Mr. Dennis Cahoon, the Democratic nominee who will, barring some unforeseen circumstance, will be on the general election ballot. And once again, want to give a reminder to go out and vote in the June 7th primary. Mr. Cahoon, I want to thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.